Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing. And home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
This Christmas would be twice as nice with Lotto Super 6. Win one of two brand new 2025 model MG SUVs, plus a $1 million shopping spree at Courts, 55-inch Samsung smart televisions, Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra smartphones, 100,000 cash prizes, and 10,000 instant cash prizes to be won. Spend 1,000 on a Super 6 ticket and get one entry coupon, 2,000 and get three entry coupons. Fill out and drop into the entry boxes at GLCL agents countrywide. Your Christmas could be twice as nice with Lotto Super 6 this year. Promotion runs October 13th to December 13th, 2025. See press, posters, and social media for details. Remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today. Must be 18 and over to play.
When last we were in Morondoy, Kimol insisted that Sharona should terminate her pregnancy. However, Kavita rebuked him, saying that the decision was entirely Sharona's because it's her body, her choice. Unique was doing her final packing for her trip to the USA when Kevin urged her to reconsider the 4 months she planned to be away. They got into a heated argument, causing Dinah to intervene. Kevin accused Unique of being selfish and stormed out the house, threatening to get a divorce. Now, as we return to Morondoy, Frederick has called a family meeting.
Merry Christmas from NCN, Radio and Television for Guyana.
Samala, what do you think about this girl who's pregnant for Kimol?
Sharona? I don't know the young lady well enough. She seems nice.
Me want me and you there on the same page when we talk to them.
All right, Frederick.
Kimol got for put on the big boy pants and take responsibility for your actions, you know.
I agree with you.
Me see the girl a couple of times and he introduced me to she. But me no know all them things are going right under me nose.
What you expect, Frederick? Them is young people and they're doing what young people does do.
Well, the truth is, it's not only young people does do that, you know.
Man, you know what I mean.
Me talk to the boy. Me tell them about condoms and say, you know.
They must get too excited.
Yes. That's the whole things with you and Anil.
Frederick, why are you finding out about me and my husband?
We're just making conversation. Are we Kavita there so long with this girl, man?
They're gonna come just now, man. Look, relax.
Kimol should come down here now. Kimol! Kimol!
Yes, dad?
Come downstairs, man.
Just in time.
Hi, mommy. Hi, daddy.
Kavita, I just have been wondering with you and this girl there.
Hi, Miss Marla. Hi, Mr. Frederick.
Hi, girl.
Hello, Sharona.
You not look pregnant.
Seriously, daddy?
Really don't show so quick, Ma Frederick. Oh, gosh. Look, like you getting old and forgetful about pregnancy.
All right, are you not going to jump down my throat?
Hey.
Hi, son.
All right. We are all here. Kimol, you not going to go greet your child mother, boy?
Hey, Sharona.
Hi.
All right. We call everybody here to discuss this pregnancy. First of all, we want to hear from them these two people who are responsible. Kimol, you want to go first?
I don't know what you want me to say, Dad.
But now you big the girl belly.
Dad.
Sharona, you got anything for sir?
No, sir.
Can I say something?
Go right ahead.
Kimol needs to be more respectful to Sharona.
And you need to be more loyal as a sister. Imagine you picking up for somebody who gave your brother a sexually transmitted infection.
Kimol, calm down, calm down.
Son, we don't move past the point. And now the girl belly big, so we got to talk about that. By the way, you want something for drink, Sharona?
Can I have some water, please?
I'll get it, Daddy.
Thanks, Kavito. Listen, this is my position with this whole thing. Whatever decision Ailey's make, me can respect her.
And I support Frederick with that.
So if Ailey's decide to keep the baby?
There will be no baby, Dad.
Sharona, this how you feel?
Well, I don't know what to do yet.
Here, Sharona.
Thanks, Kavito.
I got me full support. Kimol, this is a time for you to put on your big boy pants.
Dad.
Listen to me, son. It done happen already. Baby done there in the girl belly and you got to deal with the consequences. So this is what me can say. Once this baby coming, are you two got to get married?
Married? Dad, you can't be serious.
Me never married, are you, mama? And me no want to make the same mistake.
I don't want to get married. Especially to her.
You're really a big clown. Sharon is not this evil person you're making her out to be.
Shut up!
Okay, are you stop this?
I'm not getting married.
My point is, if the girl go make you pick me, you got for marriage she.
Frederick, listen, I don't think it's wise for force these two young people into marriage, especially if they don't want to be with one another.
Thank you, Mom.
So this girl must make this pick me and be one single parent while me son run around and not take up your responsibility?
Frederick, listen, Sharon is not going to be alone. We can be she village. Whether she decide to keep this baby or not, we can be there for her.
I want her to get an abortion.
Me know me said this is our decision, but me not sure how me feel about this abortion thing.
I respect whatever decision y'all make, right? But I would prefer if Sharona keeps the baby.
Let me remind everybody in this room that this is Sharona's body, and therefore it is her choice. She will not be forced or bullied into doing anything she don't want to.
I will not be forced to father a child I don't want.
Well, you should have thought about that before you decided to have unprotected sex.
All right, are you two calm down now?
Listen, Sharona is pregnant and let me try not to stress you out.
Me think it's only fitting that I'll be here from the young lady. What you want for do, girl?
I really haven't made up my mind yet. I'm still thinking about it.
The longer you wait, the worse this gets. Just book the appointment and I will cover all the
expenses. Stop speaking to her like that. Dad, please talk to him.
Kimol, calm yourself down, bye.
I'm thinking about getting an abortion.
Oh. Well, if you do get it, it's because that's what you want. Okay, Sharona? You think about what's best for you.
All right. So, girl, you think about this thing. So, when you gonna make a decision?
I just need a little more time.
The longer you wait, the more pregnant you are. Do it now.
Kimol, please. This is not like you being so harsh, man. Give the young lady some time.
Can I be excused? I've already made my point.
Okay.
I'm going for a drive to clear my head.
Careful on the road there, boy.
Sharona, you take whatever time you need to think. It's still early.
Okay. I can make up my mind soon.
Well, girl, me not really believe in this abortion thing, but...
Dad, come on. It's 2025. You'd rather two people who hate each other to bring a baby into this world and create a toxic environment for that child?
I don't hate Kimol.
But he sure acts like he hates you.
I don't think that he hates you, Sharona. He's coming from a place of hurt.
Oh, please. He needs to grow up and get over it.
All right. Well, girl, make a decision and I'll be going to live with him. Me want to do something for you, though. Me know this must be real hard on you. So me want to give you some money. Before you go, you must give me your bank account number.
Okay.
Sharona, I'm sorry that things happen like this. I hope that by some miracle that Kimal gonna forgive you and y'all can at least be friends.
Malagil, your friend, glad to see you. I need somebody to talk to.
Catalina, is the same thing with me.
Look, I got some nice cool sour drink in the mug there.
Thanks, my dear. Is my auntie Marta letter?
She just sleep it inside.
Oh, okay. Whew, out here, nice and breezy, eh?
Why you think I just sit down out here?
Catalina, this sorrel is lovely.
Mm-hmm. One of Auntie Myrtle's best.
So going out with you.
Mm-mm. You tell me first.
Girl, look, it's a whole story. This midday, Frederick called a whole meeting with me and them children and the girl are pregnant for Kimal.
But imagine little Kimal, eh? Say, but he getting baby.
He don't want the child, though.
Oh, shoot.
So it's the battle with them.
Well, she can terminate.
She ain't really make up her mind yet, but she's thinking about it.
Mala, this is tough.
Frederick giving she some money.
Mm-hmm. Expenses just in case, eh?
Well, Catalina, I thinking something, no.
Well?
What if this girl planned this pregnancy?
Mala, for real?
I mean, she know that the family's well off and if she get a baby, she and the child gonna be set. I won't be surprised if Coretta encouraged she, you know.
She would do though.
That is what I'm saying, Catalina.
But we know for sure.
Well, we can see what decision she make.
Listen, some people just look at abortion as a bad thing, but don't look at it like though. Now that I get older and I look back, I wish I could have planned my children. Because look what ended up happening. I had to leave Auntie Myrtle to raise Alexis and Denzel. While I do sex work, a whole lot of men humiliated me. I do all kind of things, Mala, for my children.
Girl, we had it rough. I mean, my children, they grew up with their father. But I still had it rough.
The best thing is to plan your family. It's not saying that unplanned things don't happen, but it's better you plan.
I agree.
Anyway, in 8 months, I might be congratulating you, Grandma.
Oh, gosh, Catalina.
At least you get to see your son today. Mm-hmm. Right now, me and see me and Sinzin again now, though.
You serious?
Girl, Denzel don't vung spa me and Auntie Myrtle. Everything is about Zina. Since your foot broke, worse yet.
Oh, gosh. I wonder what she do to you.
All I know is that she's a worthless bay woman.
But, Catalina, Denzel is an adult, you know.
Look, man, now you too.
Hear me out, hear me out. He is 26. He has the right to date whoever he wants to.
Mm-hmm. So if Kimal bring home a big woman like Zeno, you gonna be happy with that?
Listen, we just gotta respect with your own choices.
Mm-hmm. Even if it ain't good for them?
Man, look, let him make the mistakes and let him learn from it.
Mala supposed to get married. It means I ain't got no grandchildren forget.
Alexis don't give you though?
And I want my son to give my grandchildren too.
Catalina, we don't always get what we want, girl.
Well, watch me, Marlo. I can get what I want. By the hook or by the crook, Zina gonna let go of me, son.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.